This is the BNI Heartland Podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have the Omaha Area Director, Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
Brandon, I'm feeling great.
Good. That's it.
Well, you know, the stuff goes around every now and again. And, you know, I caught the stuff earlier this year, and I really don't want to get it again. So I'm happy to be feeling great.
You had the stuff for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it held me down pretty good there.
So what we're going to talk about today, I see this happen, and I don't focus on tier one referrals a lot, but sometimes you have your ideal client, you have a fellow contact sphere member or that ideal referral you're looking for within your chapter, and for whatever reason, that fellow member is not using your services. Now, most of the time, this is because they can't afford it or they're not currently using their services. I'm not saying somebody has a personal trainer and they're not in the chapter and they're still going to that personal trainer and they're just not using the personal trainer in the chapter. That's not what I'm talking about, because that can happen. But this is where you want to be working with a fellow member, because you know your project or service is right in their wheelhouse. And I think the most common would be, I can't afford that, right?
Yeah, you'll hear that a lot. You know, I'm not ready for that. I'm still kind of growing to that stage. I can't afford to do something like that is probably the most common excuse.
I'm still growing to that stage. That's perfect for this. Because what this concept is, why don't we help them grow their business to the point they can afford your services?
So when you look for that tier one referral and they say, well, I can't do this yet. I'm not ready for you yet. Let's get them ready.
Right. And that's financially ready more than anything else. But we'll talk about a couple other different things. So, okay. So you have a member in your chapter. You know they can use your services. You know it will do well for them. You're not hounding them.
No.
Right. You're not hounding them. Maybe they showed interest. They even said, oh, I need that, but I can't use it right now, or I don't have the money right now. So what are some different ways to help a fellow member grow their business to the point that they can afford your services?
I got one.
Yes, Ray.
I'm going to take the easy answer, and I'm going to bet this is the top of the survey here, right? We give them a referral, right?
Ooh, that's right. Referrals that turn into closed business. Givers gain, which doesn't mean they'll just be giving you referrals. This might be they're using your business. But yes, referrals will help them have the money to afford your services, right?
So yeah, if you can't afford them right now, give them those tier two referrals. You know, that'll work.
Tier two to tier three, and then all of a sudden, it's like a fast pass.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
Okay. So another one is events. This is something I've been working on a lot lately. I've been going to more networking events, more chamber events, things on those lines. And I'm finding that I'm inviting people to go with me. And I even did a podcast on this, and I talked about inviting them because it's their contact sphere. I'm well beyond that now. I really, in my one-to-one settings, it's a lot of, hey, Ray, by the way, what are you doing next Wednesday? I have this group that I go to in the morning. We do breakfast every other month. Would you like to join me?
And I'm like, sure, this sounds like a great idea. And if you're even just a little bit hesitant, having somebody else that you know that can kind of help you with those introductions that's been there before can certainly make you feel a lot more comfortable about saying yes. So absolutely going to those types of events. I would say yes, and I would think almost anybody would.
Well, you'd hope so. And then, of course, the exposure happens. They might find that ideal client. They might get that ideal client, whatever it is, through that networking event. And next thing you know, they can afford your services. Okay, what about sponsoring events? So I don't have a lot of time. I'm a one-person show. It's my busy season. I just can't go to these events, but I'm always looking for sponsoring opportunities.
Sure, there might be opportunities there. Everybody's probably got a little bit of money they have that they've kind of allocated towards promotions or sponsorships or something like that as part of doing business. You know, of course, the BNI membership would be part of their investment, but there could be other things like that as well where they could look at an opportunity to sponsor something or just kind of have their name out there one way or another on a banner or a card or something like that.
Right. And you never know what those are going to pan out to. Of course, you know, they need to do them. You need to do them little or small, or I'm sorry, little or big, you need to do them.
That sort of exposure is good. So when you come across an opportunity that might fit them, whatever level they're at, go ahead and throw that out there for you. Mm-hmm. Can I throw another little, put my hand up here and throw another answer out here?
Ray,
to you
I would love you to throw another one out there.
I think I would be doing a horrible job as a social media specialist here for you guys if I didn't mention there's a social media aspect to help getting that word out for somebody as well. It's not that immediate referral necessarily, but when those opportunities come about, you see something that maybe that business posted on their Facebook page and you want to go ahead and like, comment, and share that with your contacts, your friends, people like that. Share that out there like that. That doesn't cost you anything. That gives them that exposure as well. That could lead to increased business for them somewhere down the line that you don't even know about. Mm-hmm. But just throwing that out there might help as well. There's a number of different things you can do from a social media context, but really just liking, commenting, sharing their posts from their business, that's a great way to give them that extra exposure as well.
And that one only costs time, right?
And honestly, when you think about the time that you spend on a million things, it's just a click, 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 boom, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then this one I like because every now and then we hear a weekly presentation and it's, you know, I'm losing my front desk specialist or my office specialist. I'm looking for somebody there. Or if somebody's not happy with their current position and they're looking to try something new, this is where our fellow members don't need your services or can't afford it because maybe they need a couple employees before they're there. I think of bookkeeping or payroll, right? Your average entrepreneur is probably taking that on themselves. They normally do.
At least at start, yeah.
Yep. And if you don't have two or three employees to be paying payroll, then it's probably not the most daunting part of your week. So if we help somebody with their hiring and number one, you never really know where people are in their journey of life. And I always think to throw opportunities out there is never a negative, right? Ray, I don't think you're currently looking, but hey, I know this great opportunity. Would you be interested in this? And you could say yes or no, right?
You never know what's going to come up that way. Right. My mother-in-law has a phrase, and I can't believe I'm going to throw this into a podcast.
But I know what it
is. When somebody wants to talk to you about a job or getting married, you say yes. So
because you can always
say no later.
I love that marriage.
I'm glad I heard that from my mother-in-law after I was married.
she told you after you were married.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this wasn't a pre-helper there, huh? So once again, the exposure, not just for the business, but possibly finding that right person to hire. Because I know for me, it's really been relationships that have gotten me my last few career paths, not just finding a listing, you know, when it's online now, right? And applying for it and getting it. It's really those relationships. And in BNI, we're all about relationships. And once again, we might have somebody that fits in the wheelhouse of what that fellow member is looking for. It adds another person on. And especially if it's sales, that's going to boost up their sales. And we all know when sales go up, everything goes with it.
I'm going to take this one more thing that we don't probably, I don't think we have this on the list, but I think kind of goes hand in hand with this whole sort of concept is that once you, another problem with businesses is when they start to grow, they're not quite really sure how to handle that. And there are other members within their chapter that they could meet with one-to-one, even if it's maybe not you. If there's somebody that you know in your chapter that says, hey, this person has had this similar experience, they didn't know what to do, they might be able to help you. Talk to them about that. That sort of support to help them grow in a non, you know, again, no investment necessarily on their part other than that time to have that one-to-one meeting, that can also help them grow their business as well. Get them through those growing pains so that they know how to handle that. And so then they are ready for you when that time comes around.
That's a good one. It wasn't on the list, but you need to prepare them because they can only afford your services 2 months because, well, darn it, I couldn't handle the volume and I'm losing customers now. So that's a good balance. So Ray, I would say a lot of this stuff really doesn't cost the member a thing to help the other member grow their business to the point that they can afford the services, right?
As far as from a financial investment, a little bit of time, but you know, again, this is something that you're investing yourself in for the eventual, hopefully growth for you as well.
Yeah. And it's kind of like what we should be doing in BNI anyways.
Well, that's, isn't this really all just distilled down in a giver's gain if you just want to throw it right down into two words?
Yeah, but we can't title that because it would not be searchable in the BNI world. Okay, so passing referrals, going to events, sponsoring events, helping them hire, rocking social media, and what was the last one?
Giving advice.
And then giving advice, connecting with others that have been in this position and can help them through it. That might even lead to business too in itself. These are all things that we can do to help a fellow member grow their business to the point then that they can afford your services if it is something that could benefit them.
There's no better way to get top of mind than helping them out like that.
That's right. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. If there's ever something you'd like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for your time and knowledge today.
Thanks for inviting me, Brandon.
Oh, you're always welcome. Subaville Studios. And everybody else is always welcome to Subaville Studios, too. So if there's ever a podcast idea you have, send it over, and you might be the one that gets to be on the podcast to talk about it. But until then, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.